Typhoon Noguri is now just Typhoon Noguri. It's no longer a super typhoon, but it still has wind gusts of more than 130 miles per hour. It thundered over Okinawa today and is expected to threaten South Korea, Taiwan, and the main islands of Japan. That's where the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes is. He's with us from Tokyo. And Rupert, just how big is this typhoon?
It's a monster. It's not as strong as it was yesterday when it was still a super typhoon. It's now been downgraded to a Category 4 typhoon, but it's still a very powerful typhoon. And it is huge. It is about 250 miles across, and it is packing winds of around 150 miles an hour.
And we know that Japan gets hit by typhoons this time of year, but is it unusual for one to be this big at this point?
It's unusual for it to be this big, and it's unusual for it to be this early. So this is the biggest typhoon to strike this part of Japan for around 10 years. But normally, the bigger typhoons come in late July through August, September. To get a typhoon of this size at this time of year is very, very unusual. And I think that's why it's actually shaken people. They're a little bit spooked by this, to have such an enormous storm so early on in the year.
Well, what do we know about damage so far, especially in Okinawa, where there are tens of thousands of U.S. troops stationed?
Well, there clearly has been quite a lot of damage. But, I mean, it looks at the moment to have been superficial. So lots of trees ripped out of the ground, lots of branches down, street signs down, some wooden buildings literally ripped off their foundations. But Okinawa is, because it's in a generally in the annual typhoon alley, if you like, the buildings there are built either of stone or concrete mostly, and they are able to withstand these very, very strong winds. So it looks like they've got away reasonably unscathed. There is local flooding, there is local damage, electricity is out for big parts of the island, traffic lights are not working. But overall, I mean, they're talking about just a handful of minor injuries and no major structural damage to important buildings.
Well, what are the concerns where you are on the main islands of Japan?
So this storm is now heading north. It's in the East China Sea. It is weakening, but just the size of it. I mean, if you look at the satellite photographs, there's some great photographs taken from the International Space Station that show, you know, the scale of this thing. It is carrying a huge amount of moisture, and that moisture is going to go somewhere. And when it hits the main islands of Japan, Japan is a very mountainous country, that moisture is going to be dumped as torrential rain. So the real worry now is that when it reaches Kyushu, the southernmost main island of Japan, that this will turn into torrential flooding, and we'll see flash flooding, landslides, and things like that. And those can be extremely destructive, and they can cause, you know, heavy loss of life, even in a country well prepared like Japan.
And we're also seeing reports of waves that are 46 feet high.
Exactly. I mean, 14 meters, yeah, around 40 feet plus. There were concerns that there might be a storm surge like there was in the Philippines last year that caused so much devastation with Typhoon Haiyan. That has not occurred so far, mainly because there are lots of cliffs along the coast of Okinawa, not that many low-lying areas. And, you know, Japan, again, it's a lot of this is to do with the fact that Japan is a well-engineered country. There are sea defenses. There are tsunami walls along the coast of Japan. This is a country that is prepared for all sorts of disasters, not just typhoons, but earthquakes, tsunamis. You know, you name it. Japan gets every sort of disaster you can think of. And for that reason, Japan is very, very well prepared. And so far, it seems that these large waves have not caused extensive damage.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joining us from Tokyo. Rupert, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.